Welcome to Afirim Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Shkalim Daf Lamed Hei in the Hoyz Vader edition, Perek Revi, starring Halocha Hei in the middle of Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Achas L'Shloishim Yoyim Misharim Misalishka. Every 30 days, they check the market to know how much to spend from the Lishka. The Lishka, again, is where the money of the Machzeh Shekel is standing. They have to use the money to buy the karbonis and all the needs for the karbonis. So they go and they have a fixed rate. This is the amount that we're going to spend for the Hekdesh. If it's that same price, they will pay it. If it's cheaper, they will pay it. But if it becomes more expensive, they will not add more money to pay the more expensive rate. Someone who accepts on himself that he's going to bring to Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be the provider who sells the Beis HaMikdash flour. So if he accepted that you'll sell four sein for a sella, meaning that's the rate, that for every sella you could buy four sella, amdu mishalosh, but now it became more expensive, and for a sella you can't buy four sella, you can buy only three sella. The din is yisapek me'arbo, he has to give the four that he accepted upon himself, even though now Hekdesh is getting more of the value that he made up. Because they accepted a sella, now he's getting really the value of a sella and a third. By a hedyot, you can't do this. This could be ribbis. If someone made up a price, and now he's getting more for that price, it's ribbis. But here, Hekdesh is making a price and getting more for that price, and it's okay, because there's no ribbis by Hekdesh. Mishalosh v'omdu me'arba. If it was the opposite, when they made up the amount, what you could buy from a sella is three sale. And now, the value went down. With one sella, you can buy four sale. Hisapik me'arba. Now he has to give arba, which is the value of the sella. Why? She had the hegdish ala elyoino. Always hegdish wins. It never loses. So either it gets more, or at least the same value that it was when they made up the price. Imitliya soiles, itliya loy. If the provider brought the flour to Beis HaMikdash, and before they used it, it got ruined, got rotten, so he has to provide new flour. If the wine went sour, also he's responsible for it. The deal is not done until the flour, the wine, goes on the mizbech. So therefore, he's still responsible for it until he brings it in. Says the Gemara, Tani b'shem Rashimin miyadei mekabel mizbeach. We would give him the money right away. That Koyanim is using him. We rely on the fact that Koyanim was using. Most probably, nothing is going to get ruined with the flour or the wine. But if it did, the provider is still responsible. And with this, we end the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim, Hadron Loch Parak HaTrumo, Hadron Loch Parak HaTrumo Be'ezer Hashem, starting the fifth parak at Daf Lamed Hei with Beis. Zok de Mishnah. Eilu ayu ha-mimunim shayu b'migdosh. The following are the list of appointments that were in Beis HaMikdosh. People that had responsibilities to take care of specific things, these were their names. Now, as the Taktin Chadatin says right away, why we mention only one name? The Gemara is going to tell us which name exactly we mentioned. But everybody was called based on that name. So the one who was responsible for that job always used that same name. So what are the names? Says the Mishnah, Yoichanan ben Pinchos was responsible for the Alach Chisomos. That's the stamps that we'll see in the Gemara, that someone gave upon money, got a stamp, and with the stamp he went and got the Sochet. Achio was responsible for the flour. He was responsible for the lots that Kohanim used to do. Psachio alakinim, he was responsible for the kinim. The kinim were the birds that the woman brought, and there was a lot of halachas have to do with kinim. Psachio zil Mordechai. Psachio is the one who's called Psachio. He was Mordechai. Why is called Psachio? Shehu. He opened and he said a lot of drushes. He knew how to speak 70 languages. Nechiyo was the doctor responsible for stomach aches by the Kohanim because they ate all these different korbanos and many times they need to take care of different illnesses in the stomach. Nechunyo would be the one digging the pits of water. Gvine Chorus. Gvine was the one who was the chorus. He was the announcer and he started the avoid in Beis HaMikdash and made sure everybody was in place. He was the one, he was the vekar that woke up all the Kohanim. Ben Govar al Neil Asharim, he was responsible for locking the gates of Beis HaMikdash. Ben Bobi Memune al Apkia. These are the wicks of the Menorah. Ben Arzo al Atzaltzol. These are the music instruments. Hugdas ben Levi Alashir is responsible for the singing. Beis Garmuel Nais Lechem Aponim, they're responsible for doing the Lechem Aponim. Beis Avtinos Lamais Haktoyis, they took care of the Haktoyis, the spices that made the Haktoyis. And Elazar Ala Paroichis, weaving the curtains, the Paroichis of Beis HaMikdash. Pinchas Amalbis, Pinchas was the one who's the dresser. He dressed all the Kohanim and made sure the clothing fit them. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Lamed Hei.